CanteeCanFixIt.com.
Three-time major winner and 2020 European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington for I Promise. I Promise Eye Vitamins are helping athletes all over the world gain an edge over the competition. That's why I Promise Eye Vitamins are the number one recommended eye supplement. If you need help with your vision, just listen to this.
Now that I'm back playing golf on the golf course, I definitely have picked up better with my contrast. And I suppose I see that a little bit in driving at night, but definitely on the golf course, I'm seeing the colours better, the contrast better, which has led to me putting better. Quite simply, if you look at my stats, I'm holding more putts, I'm reading the greens better, I'm more confident on the greens. That's been a big step for me, but it's not an overnight thing. You just kind of graduate, and all of a sudden, you just go, actually, it is better. These things are working better, and the confidence that has brought has really improved my putting.
Visit iPromise.com for 50% off any product when you use the promo code PGA. Upgrade your eyes with iPromise and get 50% off when you use the promo code PGA. iPromise.com.
Whether it's time to replace your roof, windows, or siding, Baker Roofing has been providing good work for over 100 years. Our quality has stood the test of time, and now you can receive the same quality through budget-conscious financing. Baker Roofing offers affordable monthly payments without compromising quality and trust. Our financing options are simple and straightforward and allow our trusted roofs to be even more affordable. Pre-qualify today at BakerRoofing.com. That's BakerRoofing.com. Baker Roofing. Always good work.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned finance with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside, and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com, and cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Get ready for lunch with Luke. Ugh. God, that's so corny. It's the Moro Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM, WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. Other than the power going out here a couple of times, my computer shutting off 4 or 5 times, I have survived this day so far. Bobby Harrell's going to join us in a minute, so if you have any insurance questions, you can relay them to Blake, and he will pass them on to you. It's Bobby's weekly visit with us. But right now, if you did not know, right now is the best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market are selling fast, many times up to $20,000 over list price. And with today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. And because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. And that agent is my buddy Matt O'Neill. James and Leanne, they were excited about a job transfer, but now they needed a quick sale on their $500,000 Somerville home. Matt's grand open house brought in 28 buyers within a 3-hour time frame, and the buyers want to know basically what they needed to do to get the house, and the house sold for 117% over asking price, and he sold it in just 5 days. Matt's team even found James and Leanne their dream home. Matt's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. And he's also got another option. Listen to this. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. You heard it right. Matt's going to give you the money. You find the home you want. Matt's going to give you that money to buy that home before you even list your current home. That's how fast houses are selling. So be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneilrealestate.com. 843-721-9500 is the number to call here. And just seeing all kinds of things come out of Columbia. Yeah. But the transfer portals and stuff like that. So Mark Kingston apparently not happy with the performance this weekend, even though they won one.
I was just about to ask, did the president of USC, did he join the transfer portal?
Well, yesterday, I'd say Carolina had so many opportunities to win that game.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I mean, they left 16 men on base. They had the bases loaded twice. Once with nobody out. And couldn't get a run in. And David Mendham, who I have cussed all year. He was benched Saturday. He was benched Saturday. Wes Clark was playing first base. He has come up so many times and just did not deliver. And, boy, he delivered yesterday. Had a two-run home run and then got the game-winning hit.
Yeah, better show up. Show out, kid.
So, David, I apologize. I didn't cuss in front of anybody. It was just mostly on my porch. I did say a few bad things about you this year.
There's a lot of places I've been, but one place I don't think I want to be is receiving any one of your tantrums. Like mad. I don't want to see a mad Bobby Harden.
Well, Friday night was so bad. It was just one of those sit back and let's please get this over with as quickly as possible. Basically, that's how that was. 843-721-9500. Some notes here. We just talked to Billy about a minute ago. Clemson softball team winning the ACC championship. They are the number one seed. And they will play the winner of Wednesday's Syracuse-Georgia Tech game. They'll play at 11 o'clock Thursday in the ACC tournament up in Louisville. Clemson golf coach Larry Pendley named ACC Coach of the Year for the ninth time in South Carolina. In the poll we use, D1 baseball ranked 25th, Arkansas the number one team in the country, where they've been like all year. And don't forget, college football tonight, the NAIA championship.
I got
Bobby Harrell's alma mater, Lindsey Wilson.
I got Lindsey
Wilson. Out of Kentucky.
I got Northwestern.
Taking on Northwestern Iowa on ESPN3 tonight at 7 o'clock. Oh. I mean, be there or be square. Oh. I can't believe this is not on ESPN regular.
I can't.
Oh, gosh.
Guy, I wonder how many people are going to be there.
You know, you've had more phone calls today than I have.
I cannot help the fact that people like to call and they just like my repartee. You might not enjoy it as much.
I didn't know you had a repartee. Whatever. Repartee.
That's just
repartee.
Sometimes they call and they ask questions. Like one was about the questions about the getting tickets for the golf thing on our website. One was about what I told you about the horse. One was asking about why the game wasn't on air yesterday. Yeah, I told him we didn't go through, got disconnected, whatnot. And then two were people.
I'm glad you're answering these calls.
Yeah, that's
here's the ticket to the getting a foursome in the ESPN Summer Golf Tour. Get on the line at 8 o'clock in the morning.
The guy said he
on
did.
On Monday.
He did. And it was already gone. That's how fast it went. This is a big thing.
See, what a lot of people will do, they'll put them in their cart, and then they'll go and try to get three other guys to play golf.
Oh.
And then they'll come back. So once they go in the cart, they're gone.
Oh, they consider
it hell. Yeah. So, again, the best thing to do, go to charlestonsportsradio.com, 8 o'clock every Monday morning. We sell out every week, and again, we sold out in 10 minutes this morning.
Yeah.
The Stono Ferry. I knew that was going to go fast. Next Monday, 24 sums will go up to the plantation course at Edisto, which is a great course.
It is. I used to live out there in Wyndham.
In Wyndham?
Wyndham Resort. Right there where the golf set and where the golf
is that what it is now? Wyndham Resort?
Well, Wyndham owns the built like the
right.
But there's still the Edisto Plantation golf course. It's still that. It's just in Wyndham property, I guess. But yeah, I used to live out there. I used to work at Dockside. Many hats, Bobby. I got stories I can tell you, too.
I think you just can't hold a job, so it sounds like. You ain't got no comeback, do you?
No. No, I tell you this. Everywhere that I used to work, they miss me every day.
There you go. All right. Let's take a break a little early here, and we'll bring Bobby in, okay?
Okay.
Talk some insurance. Talk some golf. Talk some Carolina baseball. How about that?
That's cool.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still a wreck being reported. Rivers at Morris Baker. Also, watch for an accident now on the interstate westbound at Aviation. Gehagan near Berlin G and East 6th South Street. Reports of an accident. Some lanes are shut down between those two routes on Gehagan. Do use caution. And lights are malfunctioning, so officials are on the scene. George at Meeting. Use caution and do expect heavy traffic. Speaking of heavy traffic, major routes home are a bit of a slow go. The Mark Clark westbound from the Downholt Bridge to the interstate. The interstate westbound approaching and past the Mark Clark interchange. Be careful. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Warm and humid with a stray thunderstorm in the area, a high around 79. A thunderstorm early this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in spots Tuesday, a high around 77. Looking ahead, more showers and cooler this week, leading up to a sunny and warmer Lowcountry weekend. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Lowcountry Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's E-X-I-T, lowcountry.com.
Cannonball!
To keep your pool in top shape this summer, stop by All Seasons True Value on Folly Road in James Island and Maybank Highway in Johns Island for your salt chlorine testing kit and all other pool supplies. Big box stores just can't give you the service that All Seasons True Value Hardware's friendly and knowledgeable staff can.
For all your hardware and rental needs, come and see my papa, daddy, and uncle at All Seasons True Value Hardware. Just ask Grinnell. Behind every project is a True Value.
Napa Know How. Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at getschool.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on Motown Monday. We're back to Motown now, I like that.
Can we just go through a show where you don't criticize anything?
No, probably not. I'm not criticizing. I'm picking at you.
I know.
There's a difference.
Is it?
Yes. Even Bobby Arrow said, now that's Motown.
Bobby.
I love Motown.
I don't need two Bobbies in one room. I can tell you that.
All right, time now for our weekly visit with our good friend Bobby Harrell from Harrell Insurance. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing real good.
How was your Mother's Day weekend?
Magnificent. Went over to Pearl's, had some oysters. Yesterday, went to Locals the day before and did everything with the kids. So, great weekend.
A lot of mamas run around, huh?
Oh, yeah. A couple of generations of mamas running around.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope everything was okay in the way you went. I mean, I tell you what, Blake and I were talking. He was in Columbia. We were in separate places, but I was headed to the stadium, to Founders Park on about 12 o'clock Sunday, and every restaurant I passed had a line at the door.
I'm telling you, it's coming back. And Kathy and I decided when we got after we got the second shot, we decided 2 weeks after that, I actually went ahead and made reservations at a restaurant for dinner. And we've been going out a lot since then, but we did wait till 2 weeks after the second shot to start doing it. So, but I love going places.
And hopefully the help shortage will get straightened out eventually. And
you know, there was a thing on the front page of the Post and Courier, I think it was in Sunday's paper, about them having trouble finding delivery people, and they referenced in it the same as everybody else in the restaurant industry is having trouble finding people. I mean, everybody's having trouble finding people.
Maybe I get a paper route. That's the way I started working.
There you go.
I had a paper route when I was 13, so maybe I'll end my life delivering papers like I've been.
Apparently, you could get several right now because they got a problem finding people over there.
Yeah, but these guys, they don't ride bicycles like we used to do. So,
what'd you think of the Kentucky Derby?
With all this mess out there, I don't know, man. I just this will be 2 years in a row a winner got disqualified.
Was it last year or two years ago? Yeah, yeah.
When the guy went over, they said he went over in the guy's lane.
Oh, that's disqualified him. That's right. That's exactly right.
So, I mean, Kentucky Derby, I'm not a big horse racing fan. It's just something I watch every year. I just hate to see bad things happen.
I like to watch three races a year, and that's really pretty much it.
I think
that's
what most people do.
That's right. But I can tell you, though, it's interesting. I did look into it a little bit because I was curious. It's been like over 50 years since a horse has been disqualified for drugs. So, I mean, it's not a common thing. But
I hope they'll get it all.
Yep.
The excuse he gave was a little flimsy.
Cut me a break. I mean, really, that's fine. You know, and I also read that Bob Baffert has said that five of his horses have tested positive for drugs in the last year. So, apparently, he likes to get a little close to the sun.
Yeah, keep those things away from the pharmacy. PGA coming next week. Are you going out there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you are.
Oh, right, we'll be broadcasting out there.
Yeah.
From Freshfield Village all week. So looking forward to it.
It is. It's so great to have such a big tournament in town. I mean, you know, we had the PGA last time, and then I'm sure you remember the Ryder Cup back in, I think it was '91.
Right.
I mean, I love going to that spectacle of an event.
We had Ryan Ogle, the director, on Thursday or Friday. I forget. There was one day. I think it was Friday. Mm-hmm. And something I didn't realize is they're not shuttling people from Charleston out there. You drive to
Freshfield
Village,
right.
Big parking lot there, and then they shuttle you in.
That's what I heard. Yep. So it's going to be a little bit of traffic.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of traffic.
I remember at the Ryder Cup, which is a very long time ago, but I remember how bad the traffic was there. After that, the other two lanes got built for part of Maybank Highway that eases it some, but it's going to be a lot of traffic going in there. And if you wait till the very end of the play each day to go home, it's going to be a lot of traffic going home.
Yeah, and that unfortunately, I'll be coming home every night.
We'll probably just go a couple of days, a couple of times.
Well, this is neat for Charleston to have an event like this.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. My insurance question today. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm parked in my driveway. My wife comes home from shopping, runs into my car.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work that?
Your collision coverage on your car.
Does it really?
Your car, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just, so you'd have a deductible and you just get it fixed. In fact, it sounds to me like you'd have two claims, one for yours, one for hers.
So that's not a problem, Bob.
No, it's not a problem.
And good
at
luck
all.
Getting her to admit that she did it.
Yeah. hopefully it's, you know, different than that lady on the road behind Blake who hit him in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But that's an easy
Does that happen a lot?
Or, no, it does not happen a lot. What happens a lot more common is people running into their garage door.
Yeah, hitting the gas instead of the brake.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
So you got damage on the garage door, damage on the car. The homeowners pay both, or
nope,
separate?
Homeowners pays for the garage. The car insurance pays for the car. So you got two deductibles, which is not fun, but.
Don't hit the gas when you're searching for the brake.
It's a very good plan not to hit the gas when you're looking for the brake. Doesn't usually work out well if you hit the wrong pedal. But anyway, ask Tiger Woods. I mean, that's what happened with him. That he was.
That's what he says.
But
that's his story, and we're sticking to it.
No. I heard they had the little black box they got in cars now. I didn't even know they had them until I read the story about him. But that little black box says that he never touched the brake. But he did accelerate just before the impact. So sounds like that's exactly what he did.
They put those pesky brake and gas pedals so close together these days. His golf cleats got stuck to them.
Yeah, that's. I tell you, that's possible.
If you've ever been stumped by a claim.
Stumped by a claim?
Yeah, like the claim, there was something happened so weird that you had to get some help figuring out how to resolve it.
If I'm not absolutely certain, I regularly call the company anyway. I mean, I'm not going to go out there on a limb and tell you that you got coverage until I check and make sure that that's right. I mean, I'll tell you what the policy covers before we write it, but when we get a specific circumstance, particularly if it's kind of crazy, I'm going to check with the company first. And I don't remember any... I don't remember any that were like that crazy to have to do, but anyway. But like I said, it's an easy thing to do. You just call the company and ask them.
Right.
They'll tell you. And if they tell you and you think they're wrong, then you just file a claim and then you find out that way.
There you go. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on with Bobby. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby, this is Byron. I got a question for you.
All right, this Bobby or that Bobby?
Bobby the insurance man. I'm just saying hi to other Bobby.
All right.
For the last 2 years, I drove a company car, and I was under the company's umbrella insurance policy.
Right.
Well, 2 months ago, I went and bought my own car, and I'm being penalized because it showed that I have not had insurance for over 2 years. For 6 months, I have to pay real high insurance.
If you'll get the proof of coverage from your employer, that ought to suffice to show that you have had insurance for the last, actually it's 3 years they go back, it's more than two, it's 3 years they go back. But if you've got, if your employer's provided the coverage and you drive a particular car and there's coverage on that car, that ought to qualify you for having previous insurance.
Yeah, it's Volvo, and Volvo, anyone that leases a vehicle through them as an employee is under the company's umbrella insurance
then
policy.
Then I would get the company to give you a proof of coverage on the car that you had, call your agent, or call us if you want us to help you with it, but call your agent and tell them, I did have insurance, I wasn't previously uninsured, because that's a big deal. Previously uninsured really affects your rates badly, so you ought to get proof of that coverage, call up the agent, and say, I got this stuff, what do I need to do? And the agent ought to be, I mean, there may be an extenuating circumstance because I'm always hesitant to just answer questions on the fly like this, but typically what I just said would be the case. You had coverage through your company, you just need to provide that proof of coverage to your current company, and I would think they would change it back. We'd certainly go to bat for it if it was in our agency trying to make it happen.
Okay, I appreciate that, and I will do that. Thank you.
All right, man.
You should have told him to come see you. Bring me.
Give me 843-766-9900.
I think that's what he was saying, though, when Bobby said, you can either call us and we can have it. I think this
Thank you
was
very
at
much.
The end,
Thank
right?
you. I knew I liked you.
I think at the end he's like, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. I'm not sure that's what I heard, but I appreciate it, man. Let's hope he does.
Rumor has it you represent 40 companies and you can save people money.
If he calls us on the phone, A, we'll shop it with everybody, and B, we'll go to the bat trying to make sure that they accept that previous carrier as his insurance, because it makes a big difference if you weren't insured. Well, I mean, the rate difference does.
I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
And this ain't about me because I don't can't afford no boat. This is about boat insurance. And I want to know, is it the same with car insurance? If you hit something with your boat, like the dock or another boat, is it covered with your, just like car insurance? How does that work?
There's liability coverage on your boat, just like you have liability coverage on your car. Now, you can opt not to have it, but most agents would want you to have it. But anyway, so it covers liability just like your car insurance policy does. So if you hit another boat, if you hit the dock, if somebody gets hurt on your boat while you're out playing in the river, you know, you're pulling somebody on skis and they fall and get hurt while they're skiing or whatever, all of that liability coverage on your boat covers it. Just like if somebody's riding in your car and you get an accident that's your fault, your liability coverage would actually pay for that person's injuries as well. So it's,
Now say you're pulling your boat with your car.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance on both.
Mm-hmm. If you're pulling your boat with your car, talking about liability, there's two kinds. You're talking about whether you have physical damage coverage to fix the boat,
yeah,
or liability coverage because you hit something.
If you're in a car accident, yeah, right. And both are.
If you are pulling a trailer, the trailer is considered an extension of the car. So whether you had the boat insured or not, if you have the trailer and you're pulling it and the two things hit something else, then the liability coverage on the car covers that.
Okay.
You wouldn't need the liability coverage on the boat because the car would cover that. You put that boat in the water, and then you decide you're going to go somewhere.
That.
Yeah, that's right. Once it's in the water, that's right.
I would understand if you have a boat. Everybody who has a boat is always taking people out in the boat with them.
Right.
And if you own a boat, you don't have liability insurance.
You're crazy.
That's pretty dumb.
It's absolutely dumb because it is so – I mean, just think how easy it is for somebody to slip in the boat and hit their head on the side of the boat or something. It is crazy not to have liability coverage. And most boat policies aren't that expensive. We just replaced somebody's today, and the whole boat policy, hull damage and liability, the whole bit was less than $200 a year.
Right.
I mean, you're crazy if you don't have liability coverage on the boat. Some little boats, really small boats with very small motors, actually your homeowner's liability will extend to it. But the safest thing, because it's, gosh, particularly for a little tiny boat like I'm describing, a liability policy on it, $100 maybe, $150 less. I mean, you're right.
Right.
You're crazy if you don't have liability coverage on your boat.
Absolutely.
If you don't care if your boat sinks and you don't ever get any money for it, you still want the liability coverage.
I just got a call. He didn't want to go on the air. I guess he was nervous. But he wanted to ask you, he drives a taxi for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So he's insured under his company's insurance, just like the previous guy that called and talked about. He wants to know, is that going to affect him the same way? Like if he goes to get his own insurance after he's done or quits, you know, driving for this taxi company.
If he buys a car, he doesn't have a car now. All he drives is the taxi. And that's it. He ought to be able to take that same liability coverage from the taxi company and go say, this was my previous coverage. Now, if he's got another car that's his car sitting in the driveway without coverage, that won't work. Because if he's had a car that's uninsured, that's different. But the gentleman who called said, I just bought a car. I've been driving a company car. In that case, it absolutely ought to apply. If the person who just called, if they've been driving a taxi and no other car and don't own any other car, and now they're going to buy a car, they ought to be able to do the same thing.
Okay. I heard that caller.
Okay.
Tell the folks how to get in touch with you, Bobby.
843-766-9900. That's 766-9900 or harrellinsurance.com. And please give us a call. Like Bobby just said, we have over 40 companies. We at least 70-80% of the time save people a lot of money when they switch over to us.
All right. Next Monday, we're all wearing knickers in honor of the
knickers.
Pages. Knickers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe all of us aren't.
You used to be in Blake and Knickers.
I can't wait.
That would not be a.
I can't wait.
What am I wearing?
Knickers.
Oh, those.
And the Payne Stewart type outfit.
Oh, got some.
You got some. Okay, well, next Monday you're supposed to wear them. That's what Bobby just said.
Too hot. I don't think Bobby or anybody else from the station will lug me around from heat stroke.
Bobby's always good to see you, man.
You too, man. Thanks.
All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. I got some audio from Mark Kingston. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, For taking me
to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For having the chance to take you to the park. For reading you those books we enjoy so much. For being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your ankle. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. And in your new role, we help you help. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one. Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
There I was in my business suit, all dressed up, just uptight as I could possibly be. And I don't remember much of what was said at that first AA meeting. It was more the feeling of the meeting itself.
That's what has kept me going. I know it works, and I see the people ahead of me with more sobriety. I see how happy they are, and I want that. I want that too.
And what I notice about AA is it sort of helps me to relax and learn to really be happy with my sobriety. It's a richer life to live.
That's exactly what Alcoholics Anonymous does. It teaches us how to live without drinking. It teaches us how to have fun and really enjoy life without drinking.
This program's given me the good life. The only good life I've ever known.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633. That's 843-723-9633.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bon dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com. Just go to babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Dog here on this Monday afternoon. By the way, tonight, the NAIA championship game being played at Grambling University, Eddie Robinson Stadium.
Eddie Robs.
In Grambling, Louisiana. Lindsey Wilson played a spring schedule and went 10-0. Northwestern College played a fall schedule. They played, their last game was November 23rd, and then they came back and the playoffs April 17th.
Huh.
And they're 11-1. So they've gone, they played two games in the NAIA playoffs, won them both. Three games in the NAIA playoffs, won them both. Went from November 23rd to April 17th before they started playoff action.
Wow.
So these guys have been through a long year. So that is on ESPN3 tonight at 7 o'clock. More than you ever wanted to know about this game right there.
Well, hey, the more you know. Knowledge is power, Bobby.
That's right.
Power.
That's right. Mark Kingston met with the media after the Comfort Mine win yesterday. Actually, it was a walk-off win. They tied it up. I forgot about that. And when in the ninth, Heinrich came through last night, too. That was good to see. But here's a little bit of what Mark Kingston had to say.
And that was today. So many guys contributed to that win. So many guys did something that was important to help us win. So, obviously the pitching was very, very good today. Carey and Bosnick coming out of the bullpen were dominant. And then Mendham had a great day at the plate. So it's amazing. You just never know who's going to be a part of it. Heinrich went 2-for-2. It's why you got to have grit. It's why you got to have good attitudes and team attitudes, because you never know when your number is going to be called. And probably the biggest game of the year for us to win right there.
Dave?
Hey, Mark, thanks for doing this. I know you always say it's just one game, but how much momentum can this game and winning like you did propel you forward into the rest of the season?
Well, what the hope is it's very similar to that Vanderbilt Sunday win. I think we won 8 out of 9 after that win in a row. So, again, it's baseball is a streaky game. You go through ups and downs. You have to keep fighting. We always say it's one game at a time. It's go 1-0 today. But some games, as we say, some games have a little bit more meaning off the field as well in terms of what they can do for a team and its mindset.
Tom?
Mark, what's it say about a guy like Jeff Heinrich who didn't get the start and came off the bench to come in there and get two absolutely massive hits for you guys?
Says a lot. He's had a really good attitude. He hasn't had the kind of year that he wanted to have or that we wanted him to have, but he's had a good attitude. He's had a really good attitude about it, and he still has been working hard and has been waiting for opportunities, and he got his opportunity today. And that's what we tell guys, you can mope about it or not playing, or you can try to stay ready so that if you do get an opportunity, you're actually ready and productive and then make our decision a lot harder in the future. That's what he did.
John?
With David Mendham, first off, was he benched yesterday just as a coach's decision or did he have some kind of injury?
No, it was a coach's decision yesterday. With Seitler, not being ready to play in the outfield yet. We had to DH him, which put Wes Clark at first and then obviously Noah Myers in left field. So it was a domino move where because of some other guys it affected him. But I thought Wes has been playing pretty good first base. And Mendham was pretty good in the DH spot today, too. So it's something else for us to look at.
Yeah, obviously with Mendham's performance today, he reacted to yesterday positively. What did you see out of him and his demeanor from yesterday when his name wasn't on the lineup card through today?
Yeah, same. He didn't mope yesterday. And it's amazing with him. He's been a guy that if you get on him, if it's deserved, he tends to respond well. I don't know the stats for sure, but a couple times when he hasn't played, after that he played better. So I think it speaks to toughness. It speaks to a guy that loves to play and has the right makeup.
Greg?
Mark, you kind of already mentioned this, but how big was Brett Carey's performance coming in for you and getting the innings you did get out of?
It was huge. It was 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run. So it was huge. That team is tough to strike out, obviously. They have a really good approach. They're very well coached. They're very talented. They're very old. A lot of veteran players. I think they have arguably the best hitter in the country in Tanner Allen. And we did a better job against him today outside of the homer. So he was outstanding. It was deja vu from a couple of years ago. But hopefully this game will end up being a lot more to us than what that game was today.
Mark, looking ahead a little bit since we won't get you before then, but the Clemson game on Tuesday, kind of a weird situation that it's just the one single game after you guys have already won the series. Two questions. One, who pitches? And two, what's the focus going in knowing that you guys have already won the series, but it's still a rivalry game?
Yeah, well, who pitches? Probably everybody is the answer to that question. Got to be ready for the weekend. No question about that. So you'll see a lot of guys pitch, I would imagine. But it's, you know, and second part of that question is it's still every game we play matters. But we also know that, you know, Clemson, South Carolina, even if you're playing checkers, people are going to be interested in it and we're going to want to win just like they are. So we'll give it its just due.
Mark, you mentioned the grit and the toughness. Just what's it say about the leadership of this group to where you can have some bad games, obviously, Friday and Saturday, and they come out and play like you did, and especially get off to an early offensive start with Mendham's home run there? What's it say about the leadership of this group?
I mean, again, it takes the whole group to stick together, and none of them are perfect. They all have good days and bad days, and they all have days where they're great team guys and then times where maybe they're not. So they're all human. They're all kids that are still growing up and still maturing. But today was a big day. I didn't shy away from it with our guys before the game. I didn't say anything other than this is a big game for you. You want to be in consideration to host still. It's a game you need to win. And I think I checked that after today's game, our RPI is 12. So if they're naming 20 sites that they think are the top 20 sites that deserve to be considered to host, I would think 12 RPI gives you a shot.
John?
That bottom of the ninth inning, how big of a roller coaster was that for you guys in the dugout? I know you talk about maintaining composure, but how difficult is that in that moment? And also, if you could speak to pinch hitting Connor Sino as well in taking out Malone in that situation.
Yeah, that's, you know, I ran into Malone in the hallway afterwards, and I said, look, man, just so you know, that was not a decision I took lightly. And if I could do it all over again, you know, maybe you don't do that. But in the moment, the left-right matchup I thought was the right moment. And Sino has had some very important pitch hits for us this year, has sparked it seems like every time he pinch hits in a game, we end up winning the game by hook or by crook. And it's just something about it. And so that was the decision there. We had a lot of decisions to make today, you know, pitching-wise, hitting-wise, defensive-wise. There are a lot of decisions to make. And all you can do as a coach is get information, know your players, and then make decisions that you think are the best decisions in that moment. Some of them work out, some of them don't, and you've got to live with them either way. But you have to be strong in your decisions and make sure you have good reasons for why you made them.
Bill?
Yeah, hey, Mark. Going back to the Clemson game, how do you think a win like today's helps your team attitude-wise going up to Clemson on Tuesday, avoiding the sweep and getting an exciting win? And also considering the 20 sites are going to be announced later in the week, does that add a little something extra to the Clemson game, knowing that that win would also be impressive for you guys, your resume for the regionals?
Every win counts at this point. And I think, you know, I think, again, every time you play Clemson, it deserves – that game deserves respect because so many people care about it. And so we will give it that respect, and we will try to win the game. We'll use a lot of different pitchers, as I mentioned, but we will try to win the game. And, you know, what effect it has on the NCAA or the decision-makers about hosting an NCAA tournament, and it all matters at this point. Everything matters. Every game matters. That RPI is going up and down for everybody, every day, every time you play. So you have to try to win every game. That's what it's all about.
Tom?
Hey, Mark, sticking with the regional host, just with it coming out Tuesday, how confident in your team's resume are you you'll be one of the 20? And if you are, what do you guys just have to do to keep in that conversation? Is it just simply win and keep winning?
Yeah, I mean, Colin, you just have to keep winning games. You have to win enough games for them to consider you. But the RPI has been the most important metric for a long, long time. And it's hard to ignore a 12 RPI for a team that has played our schedule, which, in my opinion, is the hardest schedule of any team all year. If you look at high-end opponents and the volume of those high-end opponents, nobody's played a harder schedule than us and still has, you know, a pretty damn good record that we have right now. So I'm a little biased, obviously, but I think our kids have done a lot to put themselves in that consideration.
Hi, that was Mark Kingston. I was speaking to the media after yesterday's 4-3 win in 11 innings over Mississippi State. And again, they play the Tigers tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So we'll get out of here at 5:45 tomorrow. Woo! I have to remind Brenda that, too.
Uh-oh, yeah.
So we don't have any problems. Think about where you want to eat tonight. How about Home Team Barbecue? Three locations here in Charleston downtown. Tonight's special burnt-in sandwich. And you can also get a platter with two sides. The sandwich comes in one side. The platter comes with two sides. Hot chicken out on Sullivan's Island. And they said you could add pimento cheese to that.
Mm. You know I'm all about some pimento.
And guess what? West Ashley got the pork melt. Yes, sir.
Today?
Today. Yes. Might have to stop there on the way home. So Home Team Barbecue, three locations here in Charleston, West Ashley, downtown, and Sullivan's Island. We'll take a break. We got one more segment to go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our last look at your Monday ride home, and there is a possible issue out on the Mark Clark at International. Eastbound is the side we're getting reports of the issue, but westbound it's heavy on the off-ramp and reports of an accident and a possible car fire. So definitely be careful out there. Camera's not showing us very much. On the interstate westbound, just before Ashley Phosphate a wreck, Cannon at St. Philip, and Frontage at Ashley Crossing accidents as well. The Cobfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday noon till 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar open for outdoor dining, the Cobfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Warm and humid with a stray thunderstorm in the area, a high around 79. A thunderstorm early this evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Mostly cloudy with a thunderstorm in spots Tuesday, a high around 77. Looking ahead, more showers and cooler this week, leading up to a sunny and warmer Low Country weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
How does no auto loan payments until summer sound to you? At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, you can take advantage of no payments for 90 days. That means extra cash in your pocket just in time for that road trip you're planning. Whether you're shopping for a new or used vehicle or refinancing an auto loan you have elsewhere, now's the time to park your payments for 90 days. Visit scfederal.org/autoloans for more details. Certain restrictions apply. Existing South Carolina federal loans are excluded.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et d'où viens-tu?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Just for me now. I like it like that. Soothe me, baby. Soothe me. Soothe me with your kindness. For you know your powerful love is soothing to me. One more time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Dog, another Stax artist here on Motown Monday.
Sam and Damn Dave.
Sam and Dave.
They're Motown.
All right, real quick, let's look at the standings as we enter another week of Major League Baseball. Over in the American League East, the Red Sox in first place, 22-13, best record in baseball. They won four straight, 3.5 lead over the Evil Empire, 3.5 over the Rays, 4 over the Blue Jays, 6.5 over the Orioles. In the American Central, White Sox have a one-game lead over the Indians, Royals are 3.5 back, Twins 7 back, Tigers are 10 back. In the American League West, Oakland at 21-15, two-game lead over the Astros, 2.5 over the Mariners, 3 over the Rangers, and 4.5 over the Angels. National League East, the Mets, who've won 5 straight, they have a one-game lead over the Phillies, 1.5 over the Braves, 3 over the Marlins, and 3.5 over the Marlins. I mean Nationals. National League Central, Cardinals at 21-14, 2 games up on the Brewers, 3.5 up on the Cubs, 4 up on the Reds, and 6 up on the Pirates. And in the National League West, the Giants, game and a half lead over the Padres, 2.5 over the Dodgers, 5 over the Diamondbacks, and 8 over the Rockies. The Rockies with the worst record in baseball. So, by the way, Diamondbacks, they have lost 6 straight now going into the week. So,
what did you? I wanted to ask you earlier. Did you hear about your boy Bryson DeChambeau?
No, what?
How he left the golf tournament early, thinking he wasn't going to qualify, and then he flew all the way there, and then he had to turn around and realize he had to be back in Charlotte.
He made the cut.
So he posted a picture of him at the gym. So I'm like, oh, one quick workout before I got to head back to Charlotte. I'm like, dang,
well,
bro.
There you go. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, do it, bub.
I'm Mike.
How's the Detroit Tigers doing?
They are, I just said it, let's see. Well, they're in last place, 10 games out of first.
Figures that.
Ten and 20.
I got the Cardinals. I still like the Cardinals because they got a pretty uniform. I like that bird on it, though. That's pretty cool.
Right. Back to your Tigers, they're bad.
And oh, wait, that dabble still works because Gideon Spad called Espana.
What?
God be with you.
There you go. By the way, I was wrong. The Tigers have the worst record in baseball.
They always will every year, but they'll get hot later. They'll get hot. So, you know, it's baseball.
They're so bad, Tom Selleck changed hats.
Hey, you can't go wrong. I got the OD hat, you know. What the heck? I'm looking for a Robert Blake one.
You want Robert Blake's hat?
Yeah, the cut he wore, Beretta.
Oh.
That's a bad hat.
He's a bad man.
I like it with him.
He's a bad man.
He can get you the bird, too. What was the bird's name?
No, the Cardinals.
I'm talking about Robert Blake. He had a bird.
Oh, a cockatoo.
Yes.
Yeah, cockatoo.
I just passed on that, if you noticed that. Hey, Dave.
All right, man.
There you go. Sam and Dave, right?
Daily Double.
Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, how you doing?
Sam.
Sorry, I'm...
I went out of order. I went Dave and Sam. Should have gone Sam and Dave.
You know, I like that, by the way.
Yeah. You know, you do you know who Sam and Dave is? Who they are?
Yes. It's me and my dad.
Good music. Good music right there.
Hey,
Soul Man.
I have a baseball question for you.
All right.
I got a friend from Bishop Ingham High School called Daniel Brooks.
Right.
You need to look out for him this coming fall.
Well, I think he's committed to the College of Charleston, but he might get drafted.
But I could say he's a smart kid.
Right.
I was watching his highlights on the baseball playoff first, I think.
Right,
Are they going to the playoffs?
What? Yeah, I think they are, yeah. I'd have to check.
Here's the thing, Bobby. I was Regan May set... they're doing so well this year because of COVID protocols and stuff. They're pretty cautious about it. And second of all, I was on TV today.
Oh, America's Most Wanted?
No, not America's Most
Cops.
Wanted.
Newlywed Game.
No.
Dating Game.
Supermarket Sweep.
I'm in Life 5, baby.
American Idol.
No, wrong. Okay, so let me get this
The straight. Bachelor.
No. Let me hit. Hang on. I was on Live 5 News today.
What did you do?
Rob somebody.
Oh, nothing. I saw Bill Walsh today. He said, welcome back to Dean Bowes. And so here's another question for you. I was watching a press conference from Shane Beamer last week. Do you think it's possible to have more fans in the stands, do you think? And what is your perspective about the fans being back in the fall?
Hey, be back. Everybody.
Everybody?
Full. Yep, full.
Well, I make you a deal. I'll come to the studio. How about that?
Oh, he got tired of waiting on us.
Dude, come on, Blake.
Are you going to bring the biscuits?
Just because you was on TV now, don't be getting all cocky. Because we know what you was really on.
Okay. Thank you for being a friend. Are you waiting to play that, Blake?
Hi, Sam.
All right, see you now. Go ahead.
All right. Later. There you go. What a way to end the show. Sam and Dave.
He's worried about those fans in the stands.
He is.
And, but here's the thing.
By the way, just seeing this, Kenny Mayne let go at ESPN, part of a salary cut. I like Kenny Mayne. He's different, but he's funny.
I say, did he say the wrong state, too?
What?
Did he say the wrong state in some...
No, I don't think he did anything wrong. I think it was just he was a victim of ESPN and their salary cut. So, hope I'm sure he'll land on his feet. He's a funny guy. He's kind of weird. Maybe that's why I like him.
I'm weird.
I like weird people.
I'm weird.
That's why I like you. There you go.
Couldn't tell with all the jabs. Couldn't tell with all the jabs.
All right, we're out of here. Everybody have a good night. Scotty should be back tomorrow. Trent should be back tomorrow. Rafe will be here tomorrow. Everybody
tomorrow.
Have a good night.
We're taking tomorrow off.
Go, Lindsay. What are her name of? What was it? Lindsay Newman?
Northwestern.
Yeah. It's more than just saying you
love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler, your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house.